It may be possible that you are supporting a person when a situation occurs. You have tried de-escalation. You have tried positive support strategies, but things are still escalating. Your company doesn't allow manual restraints. You have tried everything else. Things are moving towards physical aggression and crisis. You are starting to feel panicked and don't want anyone to get hurt. What do you do next? Use the training that you have received as your guide. Practice, practice, practice. What options are available to you from your practice training and from practicing the unexpected? Ask for help from internal or external resources. Calling 911 or a crisis team is another option.
You should receive specific training from your company on your agency's emergency procedures and specific training for each individual you support on resources to use when helping them through difficult times. It is important to remember that as a staff person, you don't have to get someone else's permission to call 911 or the crisis team. If you believe that 911 services such as police, ambulance, or fire are needed, you have the responsibility to call immediately. Let's review some best practices and guidelines for when you should contact emergency services.